It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? It's a Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix for this Thursday, all presented by Daily Joust. One day closer to the trip for Vegas for the FanDuel Fantasy Football Championship. $75,000 on the line. And remember, of course, we're going live from Sin City coming up this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So be checking on Roto Grinders for some live podcasts, great interviews, and lots of fun time out in Vegas. So that's going to be coming up this weekend. Obviously, plenty of football going on, so we're going to give you our NFL picks. And also today on the podcast, we're going to talk to Chainsaw, Brian Saul. He is the man who came up with the concept for the Toys for Tots tournament on Daily Joust. So if you haven't heard me talk about it, I don't know why you're not listening to the podcast, because I've spoken about it every day. Make sure you go over to Daily Joust and put in an entry or two into that Toys for Tots tournament, because what better combination do you have than helping underprivileged kids and playing daily fantasy? That's about as good as it gets. So it's only $5 to get in, and a good cause on the line for that. So we definitely appreciate him coming up with that concept, and we're going to talk with him here shortly on the podcast. But before we do, let's get rolling right into our picks, because we know with the championship coming up, all the finalists are listening to the podcast to know what yours truly, who didn't qualify, has planned for this weekend. So let's talk some NFL.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game.
And of course, much sarcasm in that last statement. Certainly don't expect those guys to take my advice, but here are my thoughts about the wide receivers, tight ends, and team defenses this Sunday in the NFL. Let's start out with Calvin Johnson. Now, again, it's not the toughest thing to take the best receiver in football, but basically what I'm saying by this is I know he's expensive, but I definitely think he's going to pay himself off, and I think it's going to happen big time against the Vikings this week, because when Tim Tebow and Demaryius Thomas have good games against your defense, you have to imagine that Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson are going to have monster performances, and that's exactly what I think is going to happen. The Vikings are giving up the third most points to quarterbacks and wide receivers, so even though it's going to cost you a good chunk of change for Calvin Johnson, he is more than due for a big game, and the Lions really cannot afford many more losses if they want any shot at the playoffs. So I think a big effort by Detroit against a terrible Vikings secondary, Calvin Johnson, pay the money. I think he'll come through for you. Next guy I'm going with is Dez Bryant of the Cowboys going against the Giants. This should be a high-scoring game, and I'm really liking what I've seen out of Dez the past couple weeks, including a 15-target game last week, which he finished with 8 receptions, 86 yards, and a touchdown. He's also found the end zone in 3 out of the last 4 games, and I'm expecting him to keep the production going whether Austin Miles decides to play or not. So Dez Bryant, my other wide receiver I like. And I usually don't like doing this, but my super sleeper of the week is the same super sleeper of the week I gave you last week. Devin Aromashadu of Minnesota against the Lions. You know, I hate using the same player twice, but the price is still right on this guy. Sitting in the 4K range on DraftStreet, 4.9 on FanDuel, and not only did he put up nice stats last week, he had 6 receptions, 90 yards, but he also led the entire league in targets. He had 15 targets last week against the Denver Broncos. Michael Jenkins still out. Good chance Adrian Peterson still going to be out, and there's no question he is the top option behind a guy named Percy Harvin, who's been going off the last couple weeks. But the fact that he got that many targets last week in his first start with Michael Jenkins out makes me think that he's going to be a part of this offense, and he certainly paid himself off last week with that 6 reception, 90-yard game. So I'm going riding Devin Aromashadu again. Tight end position, only going to give you one tight end and one team defense this weekend. Going back to that Giants-Cowboys game with Jason Witten. He got off to a fast start with 200-yard games to start the season, but he hasn't hit triple figures since. And if there's ever a week you could expect him maybe to do it, it would be this week, because the Giants have been abused by tight ends the last couple weeks, with Jimmy Graham and JerMichael Finley getting 10 receptions and 3 touchdowns between the two of them. So it's probably Witten's turn to kind of take advantage of that defense that has not done very well against the pass, and certainly tight ends the last couple weeks. So Jason Witten, price-wise, he's usually a top five guy, and I think he's definitely the guy I'd focus on, especially if you don't want to pay the money for a Jimmy Graham or a Rob Gronkowski, which it's hard not to do these days because they're pretty much sure things. And as for team defense, this week I think it's very simple, folks. Don't overthink it. Seattle against St. Louis. Go against the Rams. And there's lots of reasons to do it. But first off, these two teams played just a couple of weeks ago. The Seahawks finished with around 17 fantasy points. And that game was in St. Louis, in the Dome, with Sam Bradford at quarterback. So there's a good chance Bradford doesn't play this week. A.J. Feely, the backup, is hurt. So we're talking about Tom Brandstetter as the possible QB taking snaps behind center this week. Now, anytime you can go against Tom Brandstetter on the road, you do it. Seattle could be a huge, huge defensive play this week. I like them against St. Louis big time. So those are my picks this week. Wide receivers, tight ends, team defenses. On Friday's podcast, we always hit up on some quarterbacks and running backs. And, of course, we do have Thursday night football tonight. So some leagues all around, you can get some action starting this evening. And here's the thing, you know, going against Cleveland, you'd think Ben Roethlisberger's a good play. I don't think he's a good play at all. The Browns secondary has been pretty good, so I would stay away from him. But I'll tell you, I took advantage of him last week in the draft zone promotion that we kind of did, the free roll that you had to qualify to get into in the live draft. And I've watched the Steelers the last couple of weeks because I got Roethlisberger on my season-long team. And Rashard Mendenhall is running harder than I've seen him run all season long. I mean, he is definitely looking like the running back that we've seen the past couple of years who put up monster numbers. And he had two touchdowns last week. Didn't have great rushing yards necessarily in the game, but got in the end zone twice. And I like Mendenhall tonight against that lousy defense. So if you're looking for a guy to play in some of these Thursday leagues, I think that Rashard Mendenhall is the one guy in this game that's definitely worth taking a look at, because that's a soft rush D, and he's running the ball very, very well. So that's it for NFL today. Let's get moving. And let's talk about our good friends at Daily Joust, great sponsor here of the podcast. Toys for Tots tournament this weekend, loaded up with tons of NFL action. And do get in to as many of these big tournaments as you can, because if you win them, then you win that spot into the Super Joust for those Super Bowl tickets. And just think about this. This isn't an impossibility that there could be a Packers team who's undefeated playing in that Super Bowl. Now, I'm not a Packers fan. Now, I know there's quite a few out there, but I'm not. But whether you go to the game or you sell the tickets, all I'll say is this. If the Packers are going for an undefeated season, you know how much those tickets are going to be worth. And imagine if it's a Packers-Patriots Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be exciting? And I think there's a chance that could happen. So to get those Super Bowl tickets, got to play on Daily Joust and get an entry into the Super Joust that's going to be taking place right around Christmas time. Of course, some of the best live scoring you're going to find anywhere, whether it's college hoops or NHL, they've got the live scoring. As a play happens, it pretty much the stats show up, so you don't have to wait around for the event to end. And whether you're a high-cap player, low-cap player, lots of different options for you putting teams together. And just a great sponsor here of the podcast. We thank them. They are DailyJoust.com. Joining us now on the podcast, we're talking with Brian Stahl. You might know him a little bit better in the world of daily fantasy as Chainsaw. And he's the gentleman who came up with the idea for the Toys for Tots tournament over there on Daily Joust. And I'm so pumped up about the tournament that I thought it'd be great to get him on the podcast and tell us a little bit more about it, since apparently the idea came from his mind. Brian, thanks for taking the time for coming on the podcast. And tell us, start off telling us where this idea came from to mix daily fantasy sports and charity together.
Thank you, Dan. But actually, it started by every time around Christmas, the Marines are putting on a campaign called the Toys for Tots program, which benefits all the less fortunate children. And all areas all over the United States, and got several different drop-off locations, you know, things like that, where they collect money, new unwrapped toys, you know, for the kids in the area. And I just got to talking one day with Mike on Daily Joust and telling him, you know, I've been real busy with that lately, and it just kind of popped in my head. Well, you know, I all the guys, you know, love to do the fantasy sports, and, you know, most people are got pretty, you know, warm-hearted here at the holiday season, and why not see if we can combine them both, you know, the best of both worlds, you know, help the kids and at the same time get a little gaming in, so.
Absolutely.
That's pretty much where it came from. Mike jumped on it, you know, he was all for it.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, is it like 50 cents from every entry is going to go to Toys for Tots? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. We were torn between a $5 entry and or a $10 entry, and we thought that doing the $5 entry, you know, a few more people may jump in, 10, you know, maybe a little steep for some guys, fully understandable, and so we went with the $5.
Yeah, and the nice thing about this tournament, too, is there's no cap on the number of players out there. So, you know, the more people who enter, the more entries you make, the more you're giving back to Toys for Tots. And and it'll be interesting. And, you know, I don't want to put any pressure on anybody because, let's face it, you know, some people, you know, they're not expected to do this. But I think it was Tippy in the forums who said, you know, anything I win in that tournament, I'm just going to give to Toys for Tots anyway. And I think some other people might even have that that same thing in mind. And again, I would never, ever expect anybody to, you know, have to do something like that. But there was actually a nice cause, you know, there's a really nice cause involved. And now when you approached Daily Joust about, were they just like, wow, why didn't we think of this? Because I'm surprised when I first saw it, I was like, why didn't I think of this? I feel bad I didn't bring it up on the podcast before. So were they as excited about the idea as you were when you came up with it?
They were. I had been speaking with Mike about a couple different things, and he was, you know, just getting my opinion on some promotions we could run, and it just all of a sudden popped in my head about, you know, why not do this? And I didn't know if it would even be legal. You know, I'm sure, you know, there's so many little little fine lines you got to go by these days. And so I just sent the idea to him, and 5 minutes later I got an email from him, and all it said was, it's legal, sounds great, let's do it. And we just ran with it from there. You know, I got a couple friends in the gaming industry, John Brett and Bob Rogers, them two guys, they've been helping me out with this. And, you know, like I said, Mike and all the guys at Joust have just been a great help, and just class act over there at Joust, really
now,
are.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're obviously a Marine. You said you've been involved in this charity in the past. How long have you been in the Marine Corps for?
I went in the first Desert Storm, right around 89, 90, just straight out of high school, and was a young kid, pretty much. Kind of had to grow up fast doing that, and after that, I went reservist after about 17 years, and been reservist, and the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, that's mainly done by the reserve units, so...
Now, how has it been, I mean, as somebody's in the reserve, like I said, I talked about it a little bit on the podcast yesterday, you know, I really tip my cap to anybody who serves this country because it's such a huge commitment, time-wise. A lot of times you spend time, you know, out of this country. So first off, let me say thank you for doing it, because I don't know if I could ever end up doing it myself. But what has it been like in your career? Like, how much time abroad are you? How much, I don't know if you have a family, but how much time do you spend away from your family in a year? Go over that kind of stuff.
Well, now I'm in, it used to be pretty rough. It's not really a great life for, married guys, you know, always away, you know, at the drop of a hat, notice you're away. But now it's, now I'm, you know, here in Virginia, I'm stationed here. I'm getting ready to go ahead and hang it up. And I think I'm going to go ahead and hang it up. I believe it's in February. I've been saying that for a while, though, so I may end up sticking it out. But now I plan on going and hanging it up in February and retiring from everything. And you know, just pretty much just lose my money all day long in fantasy sports.
Well, how'd you get into fantasy sports? Because obviously it's got to be a passion of yours as well. We see you over there at Joust quite a bit. Seems like that's been a real active place for you. When did you find out about Daily Fantasy?
Well, I've always, you know, been into, you know, a big sports freak, you know, all my life, and was just going through different sites one night looking, and all of a sudden I came across FSL site and got to looking at it, and I was like, I can't believe this is even legal, and, you know, I checked it all out, and, you know, and that's pretty much what all the guys say, like, is this really legal, you know, and, you know, I just, ever since then, I've been going strong at it for about 3-4 years now.
It's amazing because you're absolutely right. That is the first thing that goes in pretty much everybody's mind when you start playing because you're like, this is too good to be true.
It is. I've been waiting for guys to come knocking on my door something one night. But, no, it's illegal, and, you know, it blows everybody's mind when they first find out, you know, it's really legal. And that's the thing. This Daily Fantasy Sports has just taken off, you know, so much in the past years, and it could be so much bigger if we could just get the word out to guys, you know? Because most people think that, you know, all we got is the weekly, you know, football season. But if we could just get the word out to more people, it would just blow up.
Now, am I wrong to say basketball is your sport? Because, I don't know, I'm just looking at your profile and some of your bigger wins. It seems like you've done pretty well in hoops over the last few years.
Yeah, basketball is pretty much my sport. It's actually my least favorite sport, but I don't know. It just seems to always work out that I do decent in hoops. It's I prefer, you know, football and baseball, mainly football, but that's probably my worst sport. I'm usually pretty easy money in that. But, I prefer, you know, unfortunately, I'm not too good at them, but, basketball, I have to say, is definitely my best sport, but it is my least favorite.
It's funny because we're talking here with Brian Saul, also known as Chainsaw, here on the podcast. I just find that funny that that's the case because normally, you know, the sports they don't like, they're not any good at, kind of like hockey for me.
Right.
But you're also a hockey guy. I mean, you play all these sports, so you just got to be a sports nut to be able to play pretty much everything that you're playing right now.
It takes a very patient and wonderful wife. That's the key to it all.
Now, let me ask you, because I've gotten married as well. Has your wife taken any interest whatsoever in this whole Daily Fantasy thing, or does she just leave it alone? Like, did she ever ask you, how's it going, you know? You win any games tonight, or does she, you know? Because there's been a few times my wife has noticed that I'm watching, like, a totally random, you know, NBA basketball game. Like, why the heck do you care about Golden State Detroit? Like, it doesn't make any sense. How is your, just as somebody who else is married, how has your wife had any interest in your daily fantasy playing?
I've tried to get her interested in it ever since, you know, we've been married. I've tried and tried. I've tried everything possible. I've showed her, you know, the money that could be won, and she's seen big tournament wins and things like that. And all I still get is rolling of the eyes, you know. She's like, kids, you grown men are acting like kids. And, you know, up here yelling at the TV and, you know, begging that somebody doesn't make a last-second layup, things like that. And she just rolls her eyes.
We've all been there, Brian. We've all been there.
Definitely.
Well, let's remind everybody again, over on Daily Joust, it's the Toys for Tots tournament. A very simple $5 entry. A portion of that is going to Toys for Tots. And whatever you do with the money, you can keep it. You can donate some. You could donate it all. And is there a toy? I mean, I'm not sure if you know off the top of your head, but I'm assuming there's a Toys for Tots website or something that people can certainly go to if they're more interested in more donations.
Yes, there it is. The best way to get there, there's plenty of sites on there, but the best way to get to it is just Google Marine Corps Toys for Tots Foundation. It'll take you right to the very first option. There's a site you need to go to. You can get cash donations. You can Walmart's, places like that have drop-offs. Over 500 stores participate in it. I just want to say it's the one time of the year that we can all get together, do something great for the community, make so many little kids happy Christmas morning, and so many deserving children in our area, and everybody's got them, you know, in their areas that they're so unfortunate, and it's the one time of the year every child should be happy, and if all of us gamers come together just this one time of the year, we could just make it such a better place and such a happy morning for so many kids.
Hey, Brian, I appreciate you taking up the cause. I appreciate you coming on the podcast, and best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, Dan.
So that's going to wrap up the podcast for this Thursday. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. If you have any comments, please leave them right here on the Roto Grinders page, on the podcast page. And as always, we thank you for tuning us in here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. Have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Okay.